The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Keeping peace of mind even when you're not doing what you want to do. We were talking about bitachon in situations that I can help somebody else, how to do it in the right fashion. I want to talk about a certain point today. Very often Hashem gives us opportunities to do different things, even though we didn't invite them to happen. For example, you have a person he comes home from work and he's tired and waiting for a delicious meal and some peace and quiet from everything that was running around the course of the day. And he opens the door and he's shocked to see there's no food prepared and the kids he thought would be tucked into bed, none of them are sleeping yet, and his wife is at her wit's end. That's the situation we're describing. In other words, he was hoping that A should happen. Everything should fit into his needs or what he feels will be good for him right now, and it's the exact opposite. We can have another situation, a similar situation. You have a person, he decides, he has some time to sit down and learn. And he opens up his gemara, he's about to start learning, and he's excited. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we found time to learn. Some extra time to learn, and just as he's about to start his learning, somebody calls him up and has some problem, and he needs some help, or the neighbor comes and knocking on the door, and they need help, or within the family itself. And he's thinking to himself, what's going on here? I want to learn now, and he has all the high spiritual thoughts of, he wants to be such a big Ovid Hashem, and these people are taking him away from his Ovid Hashem. These type of situations are, it's sad if dangerous, and it's sad if they can be the situations that bring us the most growth possible. What do I mean? When everything goes according to plan, so, okay, it's good. We do the right things. Everything according to plan. When things don't go according to plan, that's the time that we have the real insight. Are we focused on what life is all about, what's important in life, and how to be a true Eved Hashem, and in our realm of Bitochen, how do I always live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I'll take our first story that the person walked into this house. His natural thing is, his reaction would be, what's going on over here? Don't you realize we spent the whole day working so hard and I had a hard day today and look what's going on here. Nothing. I don't exist. That's one way of reacting. But then that's the way a person reacts if he's, let's call, serving himself. With all the good things he's doing in life, but deep down, the most important thing is himself. But if he's living the true bitachon mind frame that we're talking about, which is that I know every situation is set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my benefit and for my growth. And then he says, that person,
Kol HaLashon,
before he even opens up the door, would stop for a second and say, I need a good supper, a peaceful house and everything. I'm not sure what's on the other side of the door. And whatever it is, I know that's brought to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for my benefit, for me to react in the best possible fashion, in the fashion of that loving, caring father. And once he opens the door, whatever happens, he'll react in the best possible fashion. Because if he has that situation, everything's exactly opposite what he expected, he right away chaps It's not my wife. It's not the kids. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? He wants me to emulate his midas HaChesed V'Rachamim. Not be upset that I don't have my food and I don't have my peace and quiet. Adarava, open it. If my wife, who I know she's a good wife, and she wasn't able to prepare the food, and the house is a wreck, it's not because she's just being mezalzel in me. It's because she's overwhelmed and she needs help. And the first thing I do is right away, how can I help? I see how a hard day. I turn everything the other way around. Instead of making things worse for me and for her, and making things wonderful for the two of us. It's mechazik us. She sees how much I care about her, and the next time she'll try much harder to make sure I have my piping hot supper. Come upon, we're not doing it for that reason, but that's what happens, because when you do things right, everything fits into place in the long term. So that's in that muscle. You have the muscle of the other person. The person wants to sit down and learn. So come upon. He learns in a way that he shouldn't be disturbed. But if Hashem set up a situation also, he realizes that if it's something that he could get somebody else to do, mitzvah shef, shalos oisei zecheim, and chalav, but if not, this is Hashem set this up for him. Now, to involve this other mitzvah, this chesed, this advice, and we know there's 48 kinyanei haTorah, 48 ways to wisdom, like they say in English. The way the Torah becomes part of you is being all these 48 things, and one of those 48 things is noisa b'olam chaveira. So a person will look at that and say, noisa b'olam chaveira means that being sensitive to the other person. When somebody does something to me, I don't judge him detrimentally, but judge him chafus. If he came to me for help, he needs it. He's not valuing my time. And then I have the opposite, that ability to mabidu ala emes, to put the person with the right advice. So this person who's learning is thinking that, oh, what's going on over here? I'm being taken away from my beloved Torah. And if he looks at Bitochen fashion, then other rabbi, he would say that I definitely would want to learn with the Adonai Hefsekim, but Hashem set this up, and Hashem wants me to get more kinyonei HaTorah. The fact that I'm sensitive to the person and caring about the person, in the long run, will help me get a deeper treasure to my limud HaTorah. I'm just going to gain from it. So that's what we're saying today. When we're out, we have opportunities to help people, we should be focused always. But this opportunity, whether we planted or didn't plant it, or it was the opposite of our plans, was set for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do it right in a sensitive fashion and benefit the other person with what we can, then we'll gain in every fashion. We'll gain even parnosa. It's a person who's mechaber his wife that brings parnosa. And that's the biggest covet, the dana of the chafus, even if she didn't take everything we wanted to. That brings the panosa, that brings health, that brings, we have rachman and other people. It says that if you have rachman and others, then rachman, it brings more rachman. And we said even in the Torah, even though it looks like bittul Torah, but it's the key of that Torah. It gives us a deeper cash of the Torah we're learning. We should all be able to, little by little, build up this type of mind frame. And whatever we go through and whatever Hashem sets up for us, it'll be an elevating and even an enjoyable and pleasant experience.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.